updating Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors on recovery from the late 2022 and early 2023 earthquakes, representatives of nonprofit groups said work is ongoing, with four homes still awaiting repair. Fielding the update at its April 8th meeting, the board was told of the successes and challenges of the county's earthquake recovery effort. It's mostly focused on the city of Rio Del, which got the most damage when a 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck on December 22, 2022. A 5.4 magnitude earthquake on New Year's Day was among more than 200 aftershocks. County Public Information Specialist Cady Gallardo said more than 20 Rio Del building permits for repair are still active as, quote, long-term recovery takes time. The county created a federally sourced $1 million emergency fund for fixing homes, with $500,000 allocated for Habitat for Humanity. Of that, $250,000 remains to be spent. Camille Benner of Habitat for Humanity said the money needs to be used as reimbursements from other funders can be slow.
What we are requesting is that we can get the $250,000 and then just start construction on all of them and have the rest of the money expended before, if not by the end of April due to weather, definitely be by the end of May. And we're asking that because we are in, like every other nonprofit, with funds being restricted, we have millions of dollars that we have expended that normally come back as a reimbursement that we have not been reimbursed on. So we are not in a position right now to cover the construction costs, and I don't want to leave contractors waiting to be reimbursed. So these families are approved. They have all of their paperwork in, and they have waited an incredibly long time, and they're very, very excited. And they're also, when they call, incredibly grateful to all of you, Board of Supervisors.
Habitat for Humanity is part of a group of organizations working on recovery, with total funding for earthquake-related repairs at $1.9 million from a variety of sources. Kerry Venegas of Changing Tides Family Services said recovery's scope of work expanded as the extent of damage was confirmed.
The challenge with recovery is that you don't know what you don't know until you start actually doing the work. You may find things that are additional damage when you start lifting up a house to look at the foundation, and then you find out that you have some damage to pipes, and then you find out that you may need a French drain because everything has shifted so much in the natural disaster. But of the unique 37, so they may have had more than one type of support, 33 of them have already been completed from the unmet needs side. Four are still in process. There are three additional cases that we're sharing and leveraging funding with Habitat, and just a little bit under $450,000 has gone out directly in support. And that means repairs and other things.
There was some discussion by supervisors on the length of time and the complicated process for repairs. Board Chair Michelle Bushnell said it's been a learning experience.
I don't think that the process worked as well as we'd hoped. I know that the money for the motel vouchers we did get through OES, thank you, Ryan, and Cal OES, we were able to get some of that money back. If we have to go through this again, maybe there is a different process. We've learned a lot, I'll say that. And I continue to get calls from folks in Rio Del that they didn't qualify, they didn't this, they didn't that, or they did their repairs themselves so they could get back in their homes, and that makes them not qualified. And so it's been a very frustrating process. I think when this board allocated the $1 million, we had hoped that that money would go, well, first of all, we needed to shelter people right away that didn't have shelters, which included some of those yellow tagged homes too, because they didn't have water and they didn't have sewer, but it wasn't off the foundation. But I think our board had hoped that we would touch more homes than we did. And $1 million doesn't go very far, and there's a lot of red tape.
33 homes have been repaired so far. 90 homes were red tagged, meaning left uninhabitable following the earthquakes, and 350 homes were damaged. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.